This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've already had some pretty disturbing news today. Murder hornets. Goofy is a cow. Which is total BS.
I'm going to have to clean that one up, thanks to you, all of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you are going to have to clean that one up.
What
it's a that's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. Here's the news from Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. You can use Radio.com to listen to radio wherever you go. You get the app for your phone, and then you just listen to radio. It works great, wonderfully. And we'd love for you to stay in touch with us through the radio.com app. We want you to listen as often and as much as possible. So radio.com, it's an app. You're going to love it. All right, I guess I'll start with Goofy, because the first thing I do is I run outside and I ask my missus, who's just up and drinking her coffee. I'm like, hey, what is Goofy? And she's like, dog? No, he's not a dog. You're not going to believe this. It turns out he's a cow. And she's like, no.
Yeah, no. The answer is no.
Because if he is in fact a he, then he'd be a bull and he would have horns. And if he had horns.
Gosh, she's so smart.
And I'm like, no, that's not what, no.
Where did you get this information
from? I saw it somewhere this morning on Instagram and I fell for it. And apparently I've been had. I don't know what to say, but enough people have now written via text to shout me down in such a strong manner that I feel like, wow, I didn't know I was jumping into such a mess. Like, wow, it's just a...
Well, it's ridiculous, Vincent.
I don't know.
The fact that you could stand there, look at that picture and say, cow. You need to start questioning things more.
I'm going to have to cross-reference my stories before I break them, I guess. As a newsman, I should know better. Darn it.
Yes, Vincent. You're a seasoned news correspondent, man.
Also, the murder hornet.
Yes.
I didn't mention, which might help you like them more, because you seemed very against
the murder.
Oh, I hate
them. I just posted about them on my Instagram. I hate them so much.
Well, I wish you would have waited, because
Here's
the key piece of info you needed. Apparently, they're delicious. In Japan,
kidding me.
They
eat them. So this is why they let them live in Japan. You know, listen, Japanese people, no more killing dolphins in coves. No more whaling and no more eating murder hornets.
They say they're delicious. They're like buttered popcorn and they're full of protein.
Oh, that is disgusting. That is actually making me want to throw up right now.
No, you love it. Come on.
No, I'm not eating the murder hornets. I'm not eating them because I'm not encouraging the existence of them. They need to die.
Sheesh. All right.
I've spoken. See, I always shut the room up.
Well, there's a couple messes that I've already made this early this morning. Let me go to my next sort of lead story, breaking news, as Uber is a big employer.
Yes.
And
huge.
Uber is laying off nearly 4,000 workers. They plan to lay off 3,700 full-time customer support and recruiting employees.
Uh-oh.
This news broke today. So that's something they're doing to deal with the lack of business they're getting at the moment.
Yeah. Nobody's going out anywhere, let alone getting into a stranger's car. And, you know, this is a storm that They're going to have to. I wonder if they're furloughing or just firing.
They did not use the word furlough. They used the word fire.
Mm.
The thing about Uber that I always thought was that, and they've sold themselves to people not as a human delivery service, but as a tech company. That's their whole thing. So, like, their plan...
Eventually, that's exactly what they are. They're a human delivery service. I'm going to deliver you to the place where you have. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Anyway, they sell themselves as a tech company, or have tried to anyway. And that's, you know, their hope is to eventually not have the employees and just have the cars out there driving without human
interaction.
Service people. But.
Oh, boy.
Where that's going from here, I can't really say. I don't know. Okay. So there are some changes being made that I found interesting as people are flying and they're going to and they want to get back to their regular everyday lives. One of the things that people have said is, well, first you'll wear a mask on the plane and then they won't book the middle seat so that you'll have space. And it makes the news that one of the airlines, here it is, Frontier. While most airlines are automatically blocking off middle seats right now, Frontier has decided to charge people $39 if you want the middle seat next to you empty.
Oh, those brats. That's... God, we're such gougers. Well, look, they're just trying to stay alive like everybody else. And frankly, $39, totally reasonable. I'll pay it.
What?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, my response to that is you don't have to fly, so they can do what they want. It's their business. If they want to charge that, you don't have to pay it. You can say, I refuse to fly your airline. So they can do their thing. That seems shady to me, but okay.
Yeah, it's super lame. And the other thing is, I don't know if it matters anyway if you're not sitting directly next to someone. The air in a plane is totally recirculated and recycled throughout the trip. It's you're pressurized. That air is not going anywhere. It's not leaving. It's not coming back. They're not letting in new air. Everyone on the plane gets everything that everybody else has. That's how it works. Again, I have spoken.
Thank you.
Sure.
Next story.
Oh, sorry.
Working from home has its benefits and challenges. Apparently, Sarah's butt cheeks have fallen asleep, as you can see her trying to readjust on the camera now.
I was just trying to sit up straighter, and my chair almost tipped over. That would have been actually pretty funny, but I'm glad it didn't happen.
All right. Anyway, you've very much said that you're enjoying this working from home and hope that it stays for a while.
Well, I got to get some new sweatpants and T-shirts. I'm running out. I mean, I'm so sick of these, same four. I have four pairs that don't have holes, two that do. I try to wear my nicer ones when we're on the air.
So you've never had a problem firing off Amazon orders or ordering
from
Instagram?
I'm not doing that now.
Are you telling
I don't know
me
about
there's
you,
not?
But I took a cut and I'm not buying random things I don't need anymore. Oh. I'm not doing it. The Clark family is on a spending moratorium, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know. I'm in the same boat.
Because I have no idea what's going to happen. And we're going to save our money as much as we can. And we still have to buy food,
Right.
I need my fudgicles.
Fudgicles?
Mm-hmm.
Fudgicle is by far the worst possible thing.
No, it's only 90 calories and it's delicious. Fudgicles, great.
So it's calorie related is what we're talking about.
Listen, I just want a little ice cream after dinner.
All right.
And what I really want is an ice cream sundae with hot fudge, nuts, whipped cream, caramel sauce, whatever, all the good stuff. But what I will allow myself is a fudgicle.
All right.
And I hate popsicles, which are even less calories, but I hate them. So fudgicle it is.
Is it fudgicle or fudgesicles?
I don't know. I don't care what it is. It's fudgicle.
I'm making sure I got it right. I'm not,
oh, man.
What the hell's a fudgicle?
She's angry today, Bryn. Be careful.
I actually am in a super good mood today. I'm not angry, but I'm also not going to put up with anybody's crap. It's a fudgicle. It is a fudgicle.
Whatever you say, Boston.
You got it.
You said anyway, it too. You said fudgicle. You didn't question
it. I don't know.
It.
I don't
you know
even
it's
like
a fudgicle.
I don't like those things. I'd rather not have anything than I'd save all week and not have anything and then have the ice cream sundae you described than have a fudgicle.
A fudgicle.
Whatever. Anyway, let me get to my story now. I have a survey that asked people to list the top challenges and benefits that come with working from home. The hardest part of working from home is family members or roommates that won't stop walking in on you and distracting you.
Yeah. Lucky for us, though, most of the family, most of the time, they're asleep. Like yesterday when we were done at 10 o'clock, I got back in bed with John. I'm like,
what?
Hey, hon, you still in bed, huh?
Even though you'd had half a pot of coffee.
Well, I didn't sleep, but went back in the room and I got in the bed.
Oh,
just because I'm like, this has to end. You need to get up. I'm going to be in here and just gently wake you up.
Did you bone him or no?
No, I didn't bone him.
Oh, you're bogus.
Please.
What do you mean, please?
I'm not. You know me. Don't. Why do you even ask these questions? You're going to hear a disappointing answer to.
You got back in bed. You're full of coffee, so you're not sleeping. Why wouldn't you?
I just don't want to.
Shh. Bogus.
Superstar.
Anyway, keeping in touch with coworkers is one of the downsides or hardest parts of working from home. Also, setting up a decent workspace, which I'm having. My wife has been generous with her desk, but this is not a broadcast studio, not by any means.
Can you move the rig that you have up into your special Vinny room?
Well, I'd be closer to the beds where they are, so it'd be unlikely they'd be able to sleep through what we're doing. So, but I've considered moving it. I've considered other options, and if this is going to be a long-term answer to
figure something out,
then I will figure something out. Right now, it's good enough. It's makeshift. I'll deal with it.
We could put you in the garage. I mean, Jane's broadcasting from her garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some other possibilities, so we'll see how long this goes on for.
Oh, you could do it at your apartment.
That's on the list of possibilities.
And then you'd actually
yes.
have to drive and no one could bother you. And then you'd have work to do, a little bit of work to do afterward.
Sarah, I know that you don't want to believe this. You've known me a long time. I'm actually trying really hard to be a good partner during this time.
Believe me, I see it. I'm trying to give you an out.
I get it, and I appreciate that. But what I'm trying not to do is find ways to dilly-dally and leave her stuck with what she's already been dealing with. Mm. As you give me reasons, you're not making it any easier for me. I'm trying my hardest to not be that guy, to be like, oh, yeah, I got a couple things to do. And then 3 hours later, I come strolling up, picking my butt, like, hey, how's everybody? What's
How's
going
on? Oh, the surf was great today. Had a couple waves to catch.
I'm trying so hard not to be that.
You're so good.
That's my good. Natural state of being, though, is that. To be in the doghouse and to be somewhat
late. I don't even know
late.
You anymore. I'm like, who's this guy? What's going on with this guy? Mr. Helpful over there.
Setting up, I already did that part. Balancing your work life and your home life is a continuing problem and trying to keep those two things separate. And it's harder to focus in general when working from home. The benefits,
it is harder to focus.
Uh-huh. The benefits include no commute. You can wear whatever you want, including your holy sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
You're automatically social distancing, which is good. You can take care of minor household tasks during the workday.
I've folded laundry. During the breaks?
You are not.
I have. I have done it. I did it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I needed something out of there. So, you know. Plus, it's got to get done at some point.
And your hours are more flexible with no one keeping tabs on you. So, there's going to be people who stay home permanently from this, I'm sure. Whether it's us or not. I look at Sarah with her thumbs up.
What?
It's us or not, I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know if it's us. I don't think it's us. But a girl can dream. Oh, my God, I'm having a hot flash. You don't want me around you. I'm going through the change, for God's sake.
Are you really?
Oh, I have no idea, but I am sweating all of a sudden. I was freezing 2 minutes ago. Whew.
Oh, I can hear that. I can hear you fanning yourself. Yeah, look at that. So I told you guys I did a home haircut on my partner a week ago, and it didn't end well. And she's
no,
not,
it didn't end horribly.
It didn't look. Yes, you're being very nice, and I appreciate that, but it didn't come out the way she would want it to have. But she also wouldn't have let me do it if it was a big deal to her.
And if there had been anyone else on Earth, she could have got to do it.
Right. Anyway, it looks like Tiger King has influenced the hairdo world as many people are searching how to cut a mullet.
Why not?
How do I cut a mullet?
Why the hell not? We're all in lockdown. You can always get the, you know, what is that called? Business up front, party in the back?
Yep.
You can always cut off the party, you know?
Sure.
I say bring back the mullet. The mullet is so ironically awesome. I mean, Billy Ray Cyrus has had a mullet for a long time.
He doesn't have a mullet anymore.
No, he does. It's the only way I can picture him.
Okay.
He might have cool hair now. I'm sure that's true. But I just picture that mullet. I think mullets are awesome.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, I'd love to see you in one. That'd be something.
Well, I'm not.
For sure.
It's all or nothing for me. I'm really close to cutting all this off.
Our text number is 800. You should do it, by the way. I support that.
Thanks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Fudgicles are the best. Signed, Sarah's Minion.
Thank you, Minion.
Sarah, no. Air on a plane constantly is refreshed from outside. The engine compresses the air and pumps it into the cabin.
Nope, I don't believe it.
Goofy's original name. This is just one of the hundreds of texts that I got sent to me because I had to jump into the mix on what Goofy is. So stupid. Thanks a lot, Erica. Anyway, Goofy's original name was Dippy Dog. One of his girlfriends was Clarabel Cow. Clarabel's original boyfriend was Horace Horsecollar, who also happened to be Mickey's best friend before. Okay, this is too much.
Oh, that is in depth, man.
People
Some
know
people.
Is
yeah,
the point.
They do.
People do know, and my...
Well, I'm just relieved that he's not a cow, because I was like, how stupid are the people at Disney that they drew a cow that looks like a dog? You know?
Is Uber isn't firing drivers. They can't. Drivers aren't employees. They're sub. No, I told you who they're firing. They're firing customer service. It says it in the story. They're not talking about the drivers where that's concerned. Now, eventually, though, they hope to have their own fleet of cars that are, what do they call those? Robot cars.
Autonomous vehicles.
Autonomous vehicles. That's the long-term plan for Uber, as I've read it. Then again, I think Goofy's a cow, so what do I know?
You don't think that anymore.
I don't. No, you're right. And I don't care enough to continue to fight with people about it.
You will, though.
It turns out
you're gonna.
It's a passionate subject. I had no idea. Vinny, I've heard that he was a cow, too. Don't.
Yeah, don't
support
don't.
Me. don't dive in this pool
don't
with me.
Don't continue this.
Let's see.
Cows don't have dog faces.
Right.
They have cow faces.
You guys are hilarious.
Udders.
Thanks for the laughs this morning.
You're welcome. I hope that you're enjoying us as much as we're enjoying you.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to do music news. I have a really funny story to start with. You know how people have to do stuff before they get famous? Stuff that maybe they don't want you to hear?
Sure.
I'll start with one of those stories right
after
these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.